Hello, this is John Burke, Principal Research Analyst and CIO with Nemerdes Research, here to speak with you as a part of TechTarget's Cloud Changing the Network classroom. And I wanted to just spend a few minutes talking about metrics that matter for hybrid service delivery. Metrics that matter is always a topic of interest because, of course, they change over time, or at least most of them do. What we've seen, of course, is that in the long term, there is one metric that always matters and matters just as much in today's hybrid service delivery environment built on both inside resources and cloud resources as it ever did back in the days of the glass house of mainframes or the mini computer age or the client server age or the three-tiered architecture stage or today's hybrid service delivery environment. And that is customer satisfaction. The number one metric that matters in hybrid service delivery continues to be customer satisfaction. If your end users are not happy with how the applications that they're using are performing, whether you're providing them out of your own data center or they're coming from Salesforce or Microsoft or some other software as a service provider, or you are running them on virtual machines that are provisioned in IBM's soft layer or Microsoft's Azure or Amazon's AWS or Google's cloud, anywhere. It doesn't matter where you're running it. It doesn't matter all the technological wizardry that goes into making it available to folks. If they're not happy with how it's performing, you're not getting the job done, and this can be a career-limiting move. So always pay attention to customer satisfaction with application performance. Always take any persistent, any recurring problems very seriously and work to address them in a forthright and well-communicated way. Make sure people know that you feel their pain and that you're working to fix it. Drilling down into more technology-friendly kinds of metrics, things that you can measure without having to talk to ooh horrors people, let's start thinking about things like transactions per second. This is an old and familiar concept, something folks have been measuring, again, since the mainframe days, something that has new and more complex relevance now in this age of hybrid service delivery, because, of course, a transaction doesn't just happen in one system inside your data center, as it may have done once upon a time, or doesn't just happen between a front end, a mid-tier, and a database tier in an application, as it might have done not so long ago. It might involve 4, 5, 10, 20 different component applications all working together in what folks are talking about as a microservices architecture, all working together to provide back to the user a response to some inquiry or some request for action that, you know, to them is the click of a single button. So how many transactions a system is able to turn around in any given second, that is an important measure of performance still. Just as important, though, is seconds per transaction or latency in a transaction, how long it takes for that end user to see the response that is all put together and sort of the inverse of the transactions per second. Transactions per second, how many things can my systems process? Seconds per transaction, how long does it take to process one thing from request to fulfillment of request being delivered back to the end user or end using system that kicked it off? Likewise, we have a matched pair in components per end user service. This is a measure of the complexity of your hybrid service delivery environment. And components is very generic. It could mean a service running as a standalone application in your own data center, or it could mean an application running inside a container, running on a virtual machine up in some IaaS environment, or it could mean an application running on top of a PaaS platform, again, in Azure, in Amazon, anywhere. Components per user service is a measure of the complexity of your environment and, to some extent, a measure of the challenge that you're facing in monitoring and controlling that performance for your end users. End user services per component is the flip side of components per service, and that's a measure of your efficiency in building reusable components for the things that you do in-house and at reusing components that you're contracting for externally. How many of your end-user services maybe have something inside Salesforce as one of the components of that service? They never see Salesforce. Components that interact with them are different from the components that interact with Salesforce. Other pieces in the chain are reaching out to Salesforce, getting data, digesting it, and maybe feeding it back to the end user, all without them ever even realizing that that SaaS application is part of the chain of services delivering to them the service that they're interested in. So end user services per component is a measure of efficiency in your environment, and that, of course, is always something that you need to keep an eye on, because the more different components you have in the environment, the more complex it gets, and if that complexity is not getting you some kind of efficiency as well, then you've got a challenge and you need to start thinking about ways to optimize your use of the components that you have in your environment and reduce that number of components to some more manageable level. Lastly, as a measure of the degree to which you're hybridized, as a measure of the degree to which you're taking advantage of external resources, you should be keeping an eye on what percentage of workloads you have running in external environments, on virtual machines in an IaaS, on platforms delivered as PaaS, or consumed wholesale as applications delivered by somebody else in the form of SaaS. If only 1% of your enterprise application portfolio is being delivered via SaaS, you should be taking a close look at that portfolio and figuring out whether it's full of a lot of deadwood that you don't want to maintain anymore, whether it's full of a lot of very tightly customized and very focused applications that you developed in-house and that you'll continue to need and continue to develop in-house, or whether it's full of a lot of one-off applications that you bought from a third party and that maybe can be superseded by other workloads running externally. You can take a look at what percentage of the applications that you write and build for yourself you run in-house in IaaS or in-house on your own middleware tiers, or that you run externally on IaaS delivered to you from a cloud provider or on a PaaS delivered to you from a cloud provider. You shouldn't be looking for any specific percentage that you arrive at. You should be looking for a while at all those percentages climbing as you find the right balance between internal and external resources for your enterprise. So thanks for joining me. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, and I look forward to discussing metrics that matter in the future with you again. Thanks. This is John Burke for Nemerdes Research and for TechTarget's Cloud Changing the Network Classroom.